PIE Amendment Bill, PIE, will take place on the 15th of June at Keizersgracht Street in Cape Town, online, Indira Tandeki, apologies, from COVID informal settlement, a part of the solidarity space, to hopefully tell us more. Indira, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Firstly, I think, Indira, give us the details on the protest. Before we get to that, when, where, why, time, route, etc. What are the concerns primarily expressed by protesters in respect of the proposed amendments? Maybe just sketch that for us and explain the amendments to us, for those of us who don't know.
Okay, so looking at the amendment bill right now, the bill tries to actually make evictions faster and easier. So this actually means that it weakens meaningful engagement for our communities. And it also shifts the burden to the poor. And it also criminalizes occupation. So informal settlements, occupiers, backyarders, these people are actually being criminalized in everything that they've been going through.
Okay. Has this been since the COVID period or pre that already?
So remember, the PIE Act itself was actually, it started in 1998. That's when it was, that's the PIE Act. However, now in April 2026, which is this year, they want to make amends to the PIE Act, and it's only specific sections or definitions that they are actually trying to amend. One of them would be the fact that being evicted without a court order, and also the fact that the municipality needs to provide alternative accommodation for occupiers or for people that are being evicted.
So evictions without a court order. Indira, explain to us the severity. How serious is that? Because many would feel it's just automatic. You are occupying space. We can come in, whether it's local government or perhaps owners of said private property or land, and we can just have you removed. How serious is this?
Let me just paint a picture for you. Remember, we are facing about 3.7 million people that are on the waiting list for housing. Our government does not, and this is the 3.7 million, it's actually nationally, right? And now look at this in this way. Our government does not even have a housing policy that's currently in stage to say, this is how we're actually going to deal with the matter of housing. And now with everything that's been happening around and COVID came, it affected a lot of people, where people find themselves unemployed. They couldn't pay rent. They couldn't do a lot of things. And those people went to occupy spaces. They went to occupy buildings, you know, because they were being evicted from where they were staying simply because they could not be able to pay rent and be able to live their life freely. So by law, if we follow the PIE Act, they need to have an eviction order a court order in order for the evictions to actually happen. However, should it be that you are being evicted, then the municipality is responsible to actually put you or to place you in an alternative accommodation. So with the amendment bill that they are actually introducing now, or they want to introduce now, it actually means that they're taking the responsibility away from our government, and they're putting it to poor people who was affected by COVID and other factors that went beyond COVID. Because remember, here in South Africa, nationwide, before we had the people were actually given, or they were I'm looking for a specific word. They were They were removed from their, they were displaced and they were removed from their original places. Look at places like District 6, where people were actually removed forcefully back in the days. But now it's a matter of that, it's a matter of they're unable to locate proper land. And it's not a matter of government wants to give accommodation to people or housing to people. And to look into this in a different perspective, it actually means that our government makes more space for profit rather than people's dignity.
So you've sketched it for us, Indira, saying approximately 3.7 million people on a housing wait list, waiting list, right? So that is nationally. Okay,
yes.
That is nationally. That's probably what the database has for us. I'm sure it could even be more than 3.7 million. But be that as it may, let's not get technical. That responsibility, essentially, if we say national, but that responsibility effectively rests with all three tiers and spheres of government, local, provincial,
correct,
and national, isn't it? We cannot only just put this at the door of national government.
Look at Cape Town, for instance. We are facing about 400,000 backlog. 400,000, that's the number of the that we have currently in Cape Town for the backlog, or that people that are actually in the waiting list. Where does that sit? It sits with the governance of Cape Town. Do you understand?
Mm. Now,
as much as we have 3.7 million nationally, which will actually, that national national figure, yes, I do agree with you. It does not resonate within a province or provincially, but nationally. But what about the figures that you're talking about, the 400,000 that resonate within Cape Town?
So if we've got a housing backlog of perhaps, say, 400,000 or just over 400,000 in Cape Town alone, and we accept the figure of 3.7 million as it is, it then stands to reason, from a mathematical perspective, about 15% is represented in Cape Town alone, our city, not our province, not the Western Cape, but that is Cape Town alone. So that does speak to a severe problem that we have in Cape Town alone, before we look at the national perspective.
That's correct. And to actually add on what you're saying, we must also remember that the amendment bill is not only for Cape Town. It's a national matter. It's a national matter. They're not only amending it for Cape Town, but for all the provinces within South Africa. And that actually speaks a lot of volume for the government that we have in South Africa.
Absolutely, indeed. Now, from the solidarity space, Indira, what is it that concerned activists and humanitarians, what is it that you want? Are you completely opposed to the PI Amendment Bill, or do you want to see it being ratified some more, adjustments being made, etc.? Or would it just help if we have the bill declared non-valid completely?
Correct. The bill should be non-valid. We are rejecting the whole amendment bill. We don't want anything. Remember, the PI Act is actually something that is our shield. Do you understand? It's our shield. It's our protection. It helps us to actually gain our dignity, and the little dignity that we have. Now, imagine if they evict the people living in COVID-19, living in all these informal settlements and all of these occupations there is right now as we stand. So look at it that way, where everyone is homeless, because that's what they're actually imposing, homelessness and landless people. And where is the dignity of the people when you're actually saying it's going to destroy families? It's going to destroy, a lot of people will be impacted. Look at the single mothers that there is in South Africa as a whole. Look at the youth of South Africa. People, someone who has been raised in a backyard at home and lived as a backyarder, went out to actually look for greener pastures and actually was able to get into an informal settlement, now you find yourself displaced.
Now,
where does that put us as South Africans? And I'm not just saying, remember, we voters. We are the people that actually put our government into the places that they are in at this point, particular point in time. And that's the reason why we're saying it is our voice and they need to listen. We are rejecting the amendment bill, nothing else.
Has there been an opportunity for public participation? If so, how has that gone? If not, why not?
All right.
Because the amendment to the bill should allow then for public participation, isn't it?
So, like I mentioned in the beginning that the Human Settlement, the Department of Human Settlement actually sent out a statement. I think it was around about the 16th of April this year. And they actually said that they're giving it to the public. They're giving the public 2 months, which is up until the 16th of June, right, to actually... submit their concerns or submission, make submissions to the amendment bill. There has been public participation that has been happening nationally. There was one here in Cape Town, which was actually held in Kwalanga, one of those community halls that was there. That went, I wouldn't say it went well, simply because I also feel that the Department of Human Settlement undermined the people that were there. They undermined those people in a sense that, firstly, in fact, not only the people that were there, the people that are actually living and the people that are affected by these amendments, they were undermined. The people of Kwalanga was undermined in a sense that those people were not even informed. Not even their councillor was informed about the amendment bill, the public participation that was happening, because Ulwazi Phakade was there to actually say to the Department of Human Settlement that it is so disrespecting that whatever they are doing right now, he is not aware. And he is the councillor of Kwalanga. But then the Human Settlement representative, they did actually say that, yes, we do agree that we didn't tell the councillors about this. The councillors don't know about this. So if the councillors do not know about it, how are the people going to know about it? Do you understand? She went on to actually say to us, the people that were there, she said that, I can see that the representative from Kwalanga is not as much, or it's insufficient, and this was meant for people from Kwalanga. What about other communities? Because there was only one public participation that actually happened. And in that public participation, everyone rejected the amendment bill.
Certainly very serious circumstances, understanding that the said protest rejecting the PIE amendment bill could have, if it is passed, hypothetically, hopefully not, that's just my personal opinion, because I'm in support of the solidarity space, but if it is passed, it could have, the consequences would be disastrous and dire for those literally being affected by our national housing crisis. Indeed, in conclusion, details on the protest, when, where, time, route, etc. We know it's scheduled for 15th of June. That's the day before Youth Day. And importantly, the message that you're wanting to send.
Okay. So firstly, I would say the reason why we're having it on Monday, the 15th of June, I did mention that on the 16th of June, it is the last day for submissions. We have submitted on our sites from movements, communities, the solidarity space, we have submitted or given submissions to the Department of Human Settlement to say that we reject the amendment bill. And we actually stated the reason why we are rejecting it. And this march is for us to actually hand over our statements as well, so that they can have it even in hard copy, so that they can see that whatever that is happening right now, we do not want it. We don't want any amendment to the bill. So going to the protest or the march, We're actually having it. It is a march against the PI Amendment Bill. And when is this happening? Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. And the gathering will start from 9 a.m. up until 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock, then we will start our march. Like you have mentioned, it will start there by close to 104 Darling Street. And then it goes to, we go to through Darling Street, Plain Street, and then we go to Parliament Main Gate, which is opposite Rowland Street.
Indira Tandeki, who is part of this Solidarity Space, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.